It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
From the Labatt Blue Studio, it's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience in Happy Valley. Mark is offering something really special. Any RV that you book until August 15th, and that's for any game, will include a 409 barbecue meal for each member of your party. Andy, before the show, you and I were talking about getting out there for the Idaho game. So you think you're going to be there?
Yeah, Mark offered up a... very grateful. Mark offered up an RV, come up for the Idaho game, get, you know, because I've never been up there for that. And I think my wife and I are going to do it.
Good deal.
I think we are.
I have been there. It's a lot of fun.
You got no reason not to. It's a double negative, but
right.
I mean, even the point's valid.
Even if she doesn't.
You should just go up.
I'm just going to go up, yeah. I think. Yeah. So I'm definitely going to do it. I'm excited. I was like, hey, we're going to RV. Like, what?
If you want to join Andrew P. Shea for the Idaho game.
There, Jim.
There you go.
Way to move it around.
Segueing it. For Idaho or any of the other games, give Mark a call, 800-519-8467 for the ultimate tailgating experience. In quarter number two, we're getting back to our positional review. We're going to talk D-line. But in quarter number one, we were too busy with Irv Charles. We didn't get to
somebody
all the
news. Somebody wanted to talk about Irv Charles.
That would be me. But there were a couple other news tidbits that were worthy of us discussing.
Sure. Ahead, we ran out of time a little bit there, but I did want to say that as far as I'm concerned, the kickoff job or the kickoff competition has been decided.
Done.
The guy they got from Virginia Tech, Jordan Stout, I saw him yesterday kick one ball. I've never seen a ball kick that far. His teammates got so excited. A couple of them, I think, carried him off the field. No, this guy has got a cannon. And, I mean, yeah, the ball was carrying because it was warm up there. But holy mackerel. I mean, he's going to – I don't know how many kicks are going to get returned against Penn State this year. He's literally almost automatic.
So we don't have to directional kick anymore?
I don't think you're going to have to worry about it, Jim. I really don't. Especially early in the season when the weather's warm, he might kick one into the stands.
I'll tell you what, and it gets Bobby Flounder's holy mackerel stamp of approval.
Yes, and one other note, just as we lead into the defensive tackles, one of the defensive tackles we're going to talk about was in a nice little practice scuffle yesterday.
Yes, he was.
Robert Windsor, who I think is that kind of player in a good way. He and C.J. Thorpe butted heads a little bit.
Yeah, C.J. had to be
pulled apart. Ooh. I think no one was hurt. But you don't usually see that, especially when we're allowed to practice. But I think it was just they finally started to go live. And this was the first live, I think, drill that they had to date. And a couple of the older guys were a little anxious, and maybe this had carried over from the spring or the fall, but they decided to maybe go a little bit past the whistle, so you still get to see it a lot.
Windsor versus Thorpe. Yeah. I like that.
I don't know who I'm taking in that one. I really don't.
I'm going to call that also a good segue, Bob, since we're going to start talking defensive line preview. I'm going to stick with you, Bob, since you brought him up. At tackle, you've got to start talking Robert Windsor. We'll do the tackles, then the defensive ends. Starting with tackle, you start with Robert Windsor. Unfortunately, he's often overlooked, I think, when talking about the stars of this team. How good is he?
Sean Spencer loves all of his guys, but he relayed a couple of things on Media Day. He just said that first of all, he is a big fan, as is Gil Brandt, of what Robert Windsor did last year. I think it was 11 tackles for loss, 7.5 sacks, and that was
a
nose tackle.
Right.
He said that, you know, what gets lost kind of in when you just look at the numbers, what gets lost is kind of how Robert Windsor has remade himself. He said, this is a kid that when he got there, he was 3'10". You know, he didn't really know how to practice. He didn't really know a lot about conditioning and a lot about dieting, but he said he really respects how he's become like a student of the game. He's now like 295 or 290. He said he eats right, he practices right, he gets his sleep. He said all of it is kind of led to this transformation that we saw on the field last year. And Sean also said he was visiting with Austin Johnson in Tennessee, I think, over the summer. And Austin made a point to mention to Spencer that, hey, man, Windsor's, I think, had better stats than I did my final year or close to it. And so Austin Johnson, I think, is a fan of his game. So it takes one to know one, nose tackle. But this is a guy that, you know, they talk about the defensive ends, and rightly so. But Robert Windsor, he's not hiding in plain sight, but he is one of the better nose tackles in the country.
All right, well, that's one tackle. That's Robert Windsor. The other tackle, we're going to start with Antonio Shelton, Andy?
Yeah, I think you're looking at Windsor, Shelton, and Mustafa as your first three rotation. I think Windsor's your star player of the three, and then I think Mustafa is your developing player. And I think Antonio Shelton, in my mind, he's just your holding guy. Like, he's not, you know, he had, what did he have? He had one sack and 1.5 tackles for a loss last year. He's not going to be a big numbers guy, but I think that sort of that dirty little work that you want done to help those guys that can impact do it around you, I think he's all about that. I think that's, he understands his role and what he can do. And you can't underestimate it, a guy that will willingly take on blockers to let somebody else do their work. And Antonio Shelton's built for that. And I think he's ready to take on a bigger role in terms of, not in terms of numbers, but in terms of what he contributes up front for this group. And, you know, we've talked about defensive tackle. They don't have that elite sort of, you know, college football playoff guy, but they've had really good Big Ten tackles. And maybe, just maybe, in that trio, they're starting to get beyond just having really good Big Ten tackles. They might be getting to possibly, and as conference-wise, they might be elite Big Ten tackles and guys in the middle.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. This segment's brought to you by GoPSURV.com for the ultimate RV experience in Happy Valley. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467. All right, Bob, we talked to starting tackles. Andy alluded to P.J. Mustafa. Defensive tackle.
Man crush.
Position. Duly noted. We'll write that one down. You've got to have at least two deep. Right.
Yeah, James said after practice he feels good about his first four inside. I think for sure he feels good about his first three. He also talked about playing seven. I'm not sure if that's really feasible. To me, the guy that I think is really is a guy that could really change things for Penn State, especially in Big Ten season, is Mustafa. I think he's gotten a lot stronger. He's got better with his technique. Last year, playing as a true freshman, it's pretty rare to play like that in a rotation like that. You saw what it did for Etor in year two. He's 311 pounds. He's also quick. Spencer's a big fan of the fact that he was a two-time Maryland State Wrestling Champion. Love as a it. Heavyweight. Not as good as PA wrestling, but correct. It's still, if you're a state champion, you're a pretty good wrestler. That really helps with, you know, low man wins and balance, and all of those things are huge to defensive tackles. And the fact that it's really mano a mano, and it's not really a team, it's an individual sport. Spencer loves all of that. I think that PJ Mustafa, as the season goes on, I'd be really surprised if he is not, we're not talking him as a true breakout player for Penn State this year if he's healthy.
Okay, so we have PJ Mustafa as number three. Where do we go for number four, five, six, and seven?
I don't know. Damian Barber, at some point, I'd like to see some a little bit more from him. They have some young players, I'm sure, that they're hoping to develop. Are we just talking about the defensive tackles in this segment, or are we going D-line?
We're
going
to go D-end soon.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn it to Ashay then. I'm a little curious about Barber because he's another person that is just gigantic
he's
out
huge.
There, and you just wonder when the light bulb's going to go off.
Yeah, that's it for the D-tackles. It's who's four and five, and it's all about the D-ends. They've got three solid options to work with. They can figure out who 4-5 is. It matters.
Who's your favorite for four?
Maybe Judge Culpepper if he develops a little bit, or Damian Barber. I don't know.
I think they're going to play those three so much that I don't know how much the fourth guy is going to matter.
Right. That's my. All right. I agree.
Let's go defensive ends before we go on too far. Everything has to start with Gross Matos, and I'll ask the same question I did about Windsor, except he's not underrated. How good is he?
He is a first-round talent, I think, in the NFL. I think he just needs to you know, he started last year a little slow, but that was understandable because it was only his second year. But
right.
You look at him in Big Ten play, he was a good player. To me, I'm really fascinated. I think Shaka Toney is bigger. Sean Spencer referred to him as an every down player. He said, don't blame him for acquiring that label. It was my fault. I never really put him in situations to defend the run. He said he's comfortable doing it. The wild card is Shane Simmons. If right. Shane Simmons is the guy they recruited and he's healthy, then James Franklin was not BSing when he said this is the – because Shane Simmons might look – he looks as good as Jason Oway. We haven't even talked about him yet. Those four off the edge, I mean, I don't know that you're going to find anything better in the country.
I think they're really deep at the position, but I think it'll be an interesting transition. I want to see how Etor does as the target. Like, yeah, he's going to sure. be the guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, how does he – he had, what, 20 tackles for a loss and 8 sacks last yeah. year. Can he equal or maybe slightly exceed those numbers as a target?
No, he won't. I don't think
that's
he will.
That's what I'm thinking
I
as well.
I just think it's really unrealistic because
– I agree.
That was just almost – there's been some pretty good defensive ends at Penn State.
Correct.
That haven't really come close to that. They've still been really good players. Sometimes it's just about converting opportunities. He didn't miss much, but I agree with you. If he has 13 tackles for loss and 7 sacks and 5 forced fumbles, he might have really have had as good a season as last year, just being more consistent.
That's what I agree. I don't think they put up the same – you're not – don't expect the same kind of numbers, but it's the numbers are finishing. It's the pocket impact. How much consistent pocket impact can this group have coming off the edge? And I think it's the potential is ridiculously high.
If he is the target, Andy, as the way you put it, isn't this now all about the other defensive end? If you're concentrating on Matos, you can't concentrate on the other side, which is Tony or
the thing that Penn State has going for them is their outside linebackers are so athletic. Micah is essentially a pass rusher. Cam Brown can rush the passer, and in obvious passing situations, I think they're going to kick Etor inside so they can get another race car on the field. You know, they're going to get Jason and they're going to get Shaka and they'll put maybe Windsor.
And Matos.
Gross. And you know, if you put Gross Matos inside as a tackle, maybe it's not that easy for him to be the target.
Correct.
So
that makes it harder.
Let me give the quick overall question, though. Last season, stopping the run was the issue. There's some tremendous athletes rushing the passer. What should we expect? Are there going to be teams that could just grind it against this defensive line?
It was an issue last year. It absolutely was. Not having Windsor against Kentucky was a big deal. I think the linebackers are better, and the fact that they're deeper, I expect them to be significantly better against the run. If they're not, they're going to have another 4-loss season.
At the very least, this is an exciting group to watch, right? All right.
Enjoy them.
Stick around. Quarter number 3, it's Ask Bob and Andy.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.